Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is Friday, May 18th, 2018. The topic today is going to be in response to mom. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, we have a couple of housekeeping things to handle, as in telling you what that song is that leads off all of our shows. It is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. That is, you can find that song and another couple others at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. And the vocalist on that is Julian Clark. The writers, excuse me, are Rachel Grace and Julian and myself. So you can find that there. The show Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you each week by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company, especially for those needing individualized accommodations. That site is truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday, or most Fridays anyway. At noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the UK. It is archived every week as well, so that you can listen to the show after it is done broadcasting, and you can share it with your family and friends also. So the show archive is at the same link as the original, and I invite you to share that with them. Let's see what other fun things. If you'd like to be a part of this show, Purpose Talk Radio is about living your purpose, whatever that might mean, how you came to achieve it, how you came to know what it is, and also how you can share with others and how they might be able to live their purpose as well. You don't have to be a superstar in the world of sports. You don't have to be a major speaker with your own TV show or anything like that to be on Purpose Talk Radio. If you are living your purpose, whatever that might mean, we do invite you to do that very simply by sending me an email to Cindy at purposetalkradio.com. That is PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. So CINDY at PURPOSETALKRADIO. Let's see, what other fun things can we share with you today? If you have products or services you'd like to share with our audience also, you can do that at that same email. I'd love to have you be a part of that. So also, you'd probably like to know how you can participate in this show, because I would love to have people talking and sharing and doing all that so that I am not just the only one doing that every week. And you can do that. I'm looking at just a share that I have on Facebook here and realizing that it has some duplicate things on it, and I don't want to bog people down with that problem here. But you can be a part of the show several ways. You can join us in the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio Network if you have a, if you are part of the, and have your own login on that. The other way that you can do it is via Skype, which is right next to the telephone number on the Blog Talk Radio show page as well. And the third part is calling in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And then the last one is, you know, once the show ends, the chat room disappears. So we do have a Facebook page and a group. The group is where we keep the discussion going each week after the show. That is called Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And in that group, you can post questions, comments, all of that. In the post that relates to this particular show. Usually that is pinned to the top of the page, at the top of the group, excuse me, so that you can easily find it during the week that we do air. And then it moves down and scrolls through the group like any other post until someone comments on it. So you're welcome to find us there as well. And if you end up listening to any of the other archive shows, there should be a post for those so that you can join us without it being any kind of a struggle or problem for you. So please do that. We'd love to have you be a part of it. And so now we're getting into the crux of what the show is for today. I just realized that something got really messed up in the post of the show because it says it will be tomorrow. Well, no, our show is not tomorrow. It is very much today. And thank you, Facebook, for messing that up for me. I'll have to see if it will work. And shows through. Anyway, so the reason I want to do this show this week is because my mother was on the show last week, along with Anna Stone, and they seemed to have a pretty good time there, discussing being mothers and talking about the various things that they think their kids are going to remember. And, you know, my mom seemed to think that I would remember certain things. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't remember all of what she thought I would remember. And I remember other things that she probably doesn't remember. And I think that goes along the way for most people growing up. You know, some way, somehow, everybody's memory is just a little bit different as life goes on. It is not always quite as direct as some people think it is. You know, instead there are different lessons. There are different things that embed into our mind. And I think the reason that happens is just personality, priorities. You know, there's a couple different reasons for it, I think. And as we open the doors of possibility. And we start to interact with more people and let them be who they are, as the opening song says. We have that opportunity to remember things in different ways through pictures and videos and writings and computer things. The whole work, there's a whole lot of different things, ways people do things and the way they remember them. But what is important in that process, I think, is how we remember them. You know, they can be, you know, sometimes some of those memories are not so good and we don't really want to remember them. And I think that's why we don't, you know. Maybe, for instance, you know, maybe we went on a, you know, on a family vacation, and what actually happened is that while you were there, you were, oh, I don't know, you were bit by a bug, and you were sick throughout the trip. Maybe you don't want to remember that one that way. Maybe you would rather remember a time when all you did was sit out in the field and, you know, play games, chase the butterflies. Maybe that's a vacation that you remember better than any other time. Do you get a message? So, you know, for me, I want to go through some of the things on my mindset. And I just want to say, you know, listen to last week's show if you're interested in why some of these things came up and how they came up. You know, I asked the ladies, both of them, why they wanted to be moms, how they knew that that was going to be part of their destiny, their purpose right now, all that kind of thing. And I realize that the phone is probably vibrating at you right now, so I'm going to turn it on to do not disturb as well. I apologize for that sound coming through. Now find a way to get rid of it all. And, you know, like I said, you know, both of them, funny that both parents, one that has grown children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren even, which is my mom, as well as Anna, who has children that are very young, one on the way and one that is very young, and how they both actually said one of the things that they did and enjoyed as parents and hope that their kids enjoyed is camping. And I guess that is one of the things that I still to this day love doing. I don't know if my brother and sister remember the same thing or experience the same thing. I am guessing not. All of us were scouts as we grew up. My sister wasn't in it very long. My brother was a Boy Scout and didn't go through Eagle. And then I was a Girl Scout, and I went as far as I could go at the time, and even was the, what do they want to call it? It's not the guinea pig, or, you know, someone who tested out the new Silver and Gold Scouts at the time. I went as far as I could with the first class. But then I got too old to be able to finish the Silver and Gold. They were just bringing it in at the time. And I went through it without even a leader, because that was important to me. And it was important that I got to go camping every year with the Scouts. And vacations were planned around that, which was pretty cool. You know, even until now that I mentioned that, I didn't remember it. I knew I went to scout camp for a week every year. And as I got older, I got to help with the camping. But the thing about the camping for me that I remember is that I used to take a tent, even when I got older. I asked all the time to be able to sleep out in the tent, not sleep in the trailer. I didn't want to sleep in the trailer. It was too stuffy in there. If I was going to be outside camping, I wanted to be outside camping. Now, to get up off the ground at this age and with my build and things might be a little bit tougher. But I still would prefer to be in a tent. If I'm going to camp, that's where it is. If I'm going to go to a cottage, then fine. Then I will go to a cottage and be in the cottage or be in the hotel or be, you know, those kinds of things. And that's perfectly fine. You know, that's what I intend at that, in that situation. But as far as camping is concerned, I want to be outside and sleeping in the tent and enjoying listening to the critters outside, the crickets, looking up at the stars at the campfire, you know, all that kind of stuff. Waking up, one of the few times that I really enjoyed waking up to the sun was when I was camping, because it always warmed up the tent and made it toasty warm. And when it got too warm, it meant it was time to get up and get out of there and get moving to the day. Even though I have never been much of a morning person, I always stayed up late. Maybe that's why I wanted to stay in the tent, so I could stay up even later. You know, I remember at home when I was able to camp in the yard once in a while in the summers. And I take a little old transistor radio outside and listen to the show The Shadow or anything similar. Whatever I could find on the AM radio at that time. Because I didn't like listening to music. I listened to stories. And had a really good time with that. So it was something different. But those are the memories. That's the thing that sticks in my mind. The vacations that we went on every summer. And my mom mentioned that one. And Anna mentioned that about her kids, too. You know, the vacations that we went, it didn't have to be something super elaborate. Although usually we went to some particular destination. And again, we had the trailer, a camping trailer, and camped along the way. And cooked out over the fire and, you know, had a fire at night and all that. As we got older and things like Cracker Barrels and Walmarts, when they started allowing people to park in their lot overnight that were campers, you know, sometimes we stayed there as opposed to in the state forest or in the camping grounds. And that was okay, too. I couldn't pitch a tent there, obviously. But when we got to our destination, I could, because that was going to be in a campground for sure. You know, one of the ones I remember the most. And probably for very different reasons than one might expect is when we went to Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Now, for some reason, to me, that is very, very sacred ground. I absolutely loved it there. And I, to this day, can't tell you why or how or what's happened with that. All I know is that that was, to me, one of the best vacations we had. And yet it was interrupted by the death of my grandfather, who had the same birth date I did. When we went there the first time, we went knowing that my grandfather was not doing well. And so there was a possibility that he was going to pass while we were gone, and he did. But there was also a possibility that he was going to live long after it. And so that's when the family decided to go on the trip. So we went all the way from South Dakota back to Chicago for the funeral. And then I don't know if we did it right away. We did end up going back to South Dakota some other time, either that year, later that year, or the next year, and enjoyed it. Rush Warren, Crazy Horse was not there at the time. They were just either starting it or it was in conception, design stage. So everything that was there is not, you know, whatever was there, you know, Wall Drug and all that kind of stuff. Those are things I remember. Cold water at Wall Drug, because it was just something that had to be done. And I think it still is a entity and a novelty for people going to the area. Someday I will go back there. And I don't, you know, I'm fully prepared that when I do, the experience will not be quite as memorable. Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse, you know, or not as memorable. And that's fine. But for now, to me, it's a favorite part of the country and one of my favorite vacations. I remember going on a vacation when my sister was told not to stop walking along the edge of a pond, you know, one of those cement, like, wishing well type things. And there were fish in it. And she refused to stop walking along, and oops, she slipped and landed in the water. I was a little wet for a while. But she didn't get hurt, luckily. But she got herself nice and wet. And, you know, it was funny that she did it, and because she got herself in trouble. And at the same time, I thought, gee, nice way to get yourself to go swimming. So, you know, that was another memorable piece of vacation. And we went many places. We went down to Florida, Tennessee, Georgia. I remember getting, you know, the stack of pecans in Georgia, some of the things that are tradition, oranges down in Florida, and went to Disney World as it was at that point, and the teacups, and it's a small world, and so, but don't remember much else of it. That's, you know, and maybe because it was a favorite song, and still is kind of a pretty cool song, that I remember that part of that Florida trip. And I'm quite sure that if I mentioned that to Mom, you know, it would bring back a memory for her, but she would not expect that that would be what I would remember from that trip. You know, I invite you, any of you, to come share and join us in the conversation as to any things that you might remember from your childhood. And how you think your parents remember it. You know, the phone number 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074 will allow you to participate in the discussion. And let's see, what are the other things? You know, I remember actually just being at home and grilling out in the backyard and swimming in our pool. And many times, even when I got older and moved away from my parents' home, I'd go back there to jump in the pool at night and cool off and get my exercise. And, you know, so much of my childhood was spent in that pool. Again, my brother and sister, yeah, they went in, but I think I was the fish. For the most of us, it was there long after we grew up, you know, until it finally sprung a leak. I remember the summer when my dad was replacing the lining of the pool because it had it's sprung a leak, and they do that from, you know, time to time. And he had to do some rebuilding of the sides and reinforcement of it. And we had a tornado in the area. Now, Wisconsin is known for tornadoes. And I've never really been in a very serious one. However, apparently that year, that particular tornado came while my dad was fixing the pool. And apparently he saw this. He, you know, my dad did not somehow always. He had the warnings of go in the basement. He sent us down there, but he didn't always heed them. And he said he saw the tornado come and basically come through the sides, go up, go back down, and mess with the sides of the pool. So they had to do some major rebuilding. It didn't destroy it, but they did have to do some extra work on that to get a pool that year. So I think we ended up with a bigger pool because of it, you know, by a few inches, but nonetheless. He didn't have a deck on it at that point, and then later he built a deck around it, too. So, it was, you know, I remember those kinds of things, too, that were part of my childhood and moving on into my adulthood. And my father was very much wanting his kids to swim and be able to swim. So we were sent to swimming lessons. He didn't teach us himself much. Other than, you know, as like the grandkids were there and as kids came around, if they didn't swim, basically he'd throw in the water so that they could learn. And he used to say that that was the best way because, you know, obviously he wouldn't let anybody drown if they didn't. But, you know, when someone's in a water situation, they will find a way to stay afloat. There is that natural doggy paddle, as they call it, kind of thing that people do just to stay afloat when they figure out that that's what they can do. It was in an area, you know, they said it was right close to the side. Well, they might have had a flotation device on them anyway. So they would pop right to the top of the water. But it was so as to not be afraid of falling in or afraid of the water or afraid of, you know, something happening. And that was the rationale behind it. And hey, I think that's a pretty good one. You know, so often kids are around a pool or a lake or something and, you know, they do fall in. They do get swept into the tide a little bit. And, you know, if there's some semblance of knowing how to get out of it, I think it is definitely a good thing to learn. And if it's more, if you already know something like that, you know, how to swim, your natural instincts kick in as opposed to, you know, what happens when people get fearful and then they can't move or they don't want, you know, they kind of like freeze in the fear. It seems to me that if you know how to swim, what will happen is that natural instinct will kick in and you don't have to think about it. So that was one of the things I loved as a kid. And of course, when we went, again, when we went camping, there were always the lakes and the pools nearby that we could swim in. And I'd always challenge myself to get across the pool underwater, no matter how long it was. Older, it was, you know, I won't put my face in the water because I don't want to take my contact lenses out. I want to be able to see as much as I can of the world around me instead of having a blurred mess in front of me. So I ended up teaching myself to swim without putting my head in the water. My mom talked about my dad being gone for work for several years. And as I spoke, you know, I didn't want to respond too much to the stuff last week because I wanted her and Anna to be able to share their thoughts about motherhood specifically. But she said that my dad was gone for several weeks. And honestly, I don't remember that. I don't remember him being gone. I do remember that she didn't drive for many years. I do remember that we did walk to the grocery store sometimes. I don't remember the far one that she had talked about with the big stroller, which is interesting. And yet I was 4 years old when my brother was born. I do remember him coming home into the house for the first time with my mom, both my parents from the hospital, and then sitting in the other chair in what became his bedroom. Of course, he was the only boy, so he got to have his own room. My sister and I shared. That was always a drag. I'm like, how come he's the baby? How come he gets his own room? And I don't know if we ever, even though there wasn't a baby in the house, I don't know if I ever had my own room or not. That I don't remember, which is interesting. Although the house, the new house, was just built shortly before he came home, so I doubt it. I think they may have even built the house with the extra room in mind for another baby. I didn't know that my mom wanted to have four kids. She never talked about it. So I got to learn something new about my mom last week. I knew she had hysterectomy young, and, you know, that was the case with her mom also, and we thought it would be with us girls, but it didn't turn out that way. You know, because it wasn't the family and the history of having some issues. And so, like I say, it was kind of neat to hear her even talk about that last week, not about the surgery per se, but that she did want to have another baby, because I didn't know it. There were a few other things she said on the show, and I can't remember exactly what they were now, where I just thought, Oh, yes, there was one in particular. You know, many parents tend to tell their kids how, or mothers specifically, how hard and how long the labor was upon their birthday. And I seem to remember my mom making some statements like that as well. I don't remember her saying that it was a easy birth. I don't remember her saying, as my sister and brother were born, that theirs were easy either. I seem to recall her making a comment of, you know, I birthed you and, boy, it was this tough thing. And it was just kind of interesting that she had that to say. So, the point of this, it's probably going to be a very short show today. The point of this is that, you know, we don't know what kids remember. We don't know what impact any particular event or thing or place is going to have on kids as they're growing up. All we can ever do is be the best parent, aunt, uncle, grandparent, mentor, all of that to the children around us. We can offer things to them that we hope they'll remember, but it may or may not actually be the case in the end. What it does mean simply is that each one is different. So I'll give you one last chance, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. I want to touch on something that has made the news today again. Switch this to a different subject. You know, I try to focus on positive news. And try to share that often with our listening audience. Today, I'm going to pull a story that really is pretty tragic and talk about it and put it in line with what other stories are happening at this point in time. We have had another school shooting in Texas. It was a 17-year-old student who now is in custody. There are about 8 people that have died they know of at this point. And it's tragic. And it shouldn't have happened. And I want to know when come old news. When will it become something other than breaking news? And why do we even have it happening? There is no doubt in my mind, that any kids that have been involved in these experiences are going to remember it for the rest of their lives. It's not something that will just be able to brush under the carpet. It's not something that will just go away with counseling, therapy counseling, in their memory. And hopefully that fear of that person was shooting and the shots that they heard are not going to impact their lives forever. But nonetheless, it shouldn't have happened again. There has to be some way to protect your schools, to protect your students. And I think about it, and I see the prayer, the picture of the kids going and saying prayers, and not caring what anybody else has to say about it. That's what the assault they had to do at that moment, and they did it. And that there is a 17-year-old now in custody for whatever reason that he chose to do this. It's not beyond me. How can any child have those kind of memories that cause them to do this, that cause them to pick up a gun and go harm the people that they're around every single day? What are we doing in society? Or what are we not doing, causing this much pain to people to want to pick up a gun and shoot whoever's in their pathway? I don't know the answer. And I hope somebody does. And I hope that in this process, no other kids get hurt. None of the kids are going to suffer or think that life is so bad that they have to pick up a gun. My prayers and my thoughts go out to the family involved in all of this, to the shooter, to the families of those that have passed on, and those that are still here. That's all I can say about it. you know. It's hard. It's hard to think about. It's hard to allow that to happen. And someday maybe there will be a solution so that people don't hurt that much. So that people have a way to deflect the emotion, the hurts that go with it. Anyway. Okay. So let's go back to the moms thing. You know, one of the things our moms do for us is try to protect us and try to find ways to make our lives better for us. And whether it's a stepmom or a birth mom, adoptive mom, or a temporary mom, that's really what they try to do. Some do them good, some do a good job of it, some not so good. But you know what? They're never training to be a mom. It's an on-the-job training. Oh, yes, people can read all the books that they want. But it's really on-the-job training. And anyway, I don't want to leave with dead air. You know, I'm just letting people think about some of this stuff as we go through it. You know, we do have the memories of our parents, our moms. Some of them are good, some of them not so good. But in any case, you know, the reality is they did the best that they could with what they knew at the time. And for that, we have all learned from the experience and been able to take it as we encounter other kids. We've been able to just react differently with other kids because of how we were raised and what we know. So this week in Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, like every week, we do have an affirmation that we'd like to share. And I think the affirmation is going to be very simple. Being, I am remembering my mom in the best light possible. So, again, the affirmation is I am remembering my mom in the best light possible. And I know best she could under her circumstances. Perfect. So again, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. We discuss living your purpose, whatever that might mean, how you came to achieve it, how you came to know it, and what you can do, what knowledge you can share with others as they live their purpose. Next week, our show is going to be from Bacon, San Mateo, California, relating to the cultivating a whole new world that J.S. DeVive talked about a couple of weeks ago with Mind the Portal and the Omni Tales. The Academy of the Omniosophical Arts and Sciences. With its own language, its own world, its own culture, and all that's going to go with it. And I'm going to try and do the culture next week. It'll be interesting. But part of what I want to do with that is Facebook Live and Purpose Talk Radio Live, if it works out. But we can broadcast right from that. Because for many people, those conventions are a major, major part of their lives. It is part of the purpose they think they have for living. And I want to be able to share that in a different way with all of you and find out what they think and share what they think as to why they're there. So with all that in mind, you know, if you'd like to get a hold of me and want to be a part of this show in general, you can do so by sending me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E. talkradio.com. You can also use that if you have products or services to share with us. With all of that, then we also have the song I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, the vocalist Jillian Clark, the writers Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And so as we go out into the world sharing who we are every moment, I wish you all soul blessings until next week, and thank you for listening.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.